Hello.
Oh, 050 on the radio. This is January 4th, 2016. I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the talent and the opportunity to do this show. Happy New Year, everybody. We are here, ready to rock and roll. Real quick, gotta tell you, this is the last time we'll be on in the morning, and we're gonna have to start going to the afternoon. Hey, you know how time goes, so we gotta switch it. I mean, not the afternoon, to the evening. So until further notice, we will be on at 6 o'clock in the evening, and then 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're gonna start rolling with you. And the such on Mondays and Thursdays. And, you know, when March comes, I might add another show in there because there's so much stuff to talk about, well, with baseball and football draft stuff and all types of stuff going on, free agency, all types of stuff going on there. So that's what we're rolling with 6 o'clock. All right, well. Today, it's real easy. We're not talking about anything else but the NFL. No basketball. We have enough of that to talk about on Thursday. We'll get back to you on Thursday. College hoop, that's right. Conference season starting. NBA, that's right. They're rolling into almost halfway into the season now. Now, we also have baseball, free agency still going on. We're going to get all on that on Thursday. Even college football, which we haven't even touched the bowl season. We're going to get on that on Thursday as well, because we're not going to talk too much about the NFL, because we're going to get all of that in today. Start out with last week of the regular season. Hey, we got to start out in Arlington, Texas. That's right. You know, the Skins come up. They play the Cowboys. They beat the Cowboys 34-23. Kirk Cousins, I don't know how he keeps doing it, but he keeps doing it. He only threw 15 passes. He was gone before the first half was over with. Yet, he still threw 3 touchdowns, 176 yards. He broke single-season yardage record for the Skins. He's now at 4,166. He had 29 touchdowns. Had he played the second half, he might have broken that. The record's 31 still by Sonny Jurgensen in 1977. The Skins have won their 4th in a row. They hadn't won 4 in a row since, you know it, when they won their last, how many? That's right. They won their last 6 games in 2012 to end the deal. That's the last time they've been this hot. They are going into the playoffs. We're going to talk about the playoffs a little bit later. Hey, the Cowboys, they didn't totally lay down. Kellen Moore, if you can believe it, he threw for 434 yards, but he didn't exactly have a good day. He did have 2 interceptions. He threw 3 touchdowns, though. So, Alfred Morris, he had 100 yards rushing on the day. Darren McFadden really ran hard, had 92 yards on 12 carries. He bust 1,000 yards for that. The second time in his career, or the third. How about this? Cowboys, that's 1977, 152-152. All right, how about them Cowboys? Boys, I'm not trying to tease you guys. Just, you know, pump the brakes. All this Super Bowl talk at the beginning of the season. Get serious. Get yourself right now. You know you need a quarterback or a backup quarterback. Either way, you're going to have to do some planning for next year here, unless, you know, do you want a running back? Got the best offensive line in the league, and your running back ran for barely 1,000 yards. So I'm just saying, you better pump your brakes a little bit. All right. The Skins, they will be in the playoffs, and we'll get to see who they will be playing in the playoffs in just a little bit. Got to go to Buffalo. The Jets, they come up and they found a way to miss the playoffs. I don't know how they did it. They had it in their hands. Win and you're in. Not only do they lose to their former coach, Rex Ryan. That's right, they lost to the Bills, 22-17. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's had great numbers. Broke up in a lot of New York Jets records this year, but in the fourth quarter yesterday, three interceptions. Totally changed the game around. Next thing you know, they're going home. Brandon Marshall with another brilliant game, 8 catches, 126 yards. He had a touchdown. Decker had another touchdown. I believe that was the 10th time this year they did that. That's also a record. But the fact of the matter is, they could not get it done when they count. And now if you're both teams, you got to be holding your hands up like, what do we do now? You got the Jets. They got a veteran team. Look at your roster. Ryan Fitzpatrick is no spring chicken. He's 33. Brandon Marshall, he's no spring chicken. He's 31. Then you got Amari and Revis. They're both over 30. You're looking at a team right now that you have to start making some draft picks and some good decisions. You know, I don't mind having veteran teams, but you got to have to make some turnover here pretty soon, especially at the quarterback situation. Are you going to be able to get someone for Geno Smith to see the Jets? And the Bills, to me, flat out, they got to improve defensively. Rex Ryan has been a brilliant coach, but defensively, this has been one of the worst defenses he has had. Their main pickup, Mario Williams, he had 5 sacks. That's one of the worst seasons he's ever had. The deal there, they got to pick that up over there in Buffalo. But again, it's not like they have a young team over there. They got a veteran squad as well. So both teams are really going to have to draft, make some true moves in the offseason. What about the Pittsburgh Steelers? Last week they thought they were done. They lose to their rivals and they think they're going home. Now they come up. They play the Browns. Sorry, it says Broncos on the stage. They play the Browns and they take the Browns out 28-17. That doesn't look right. But sorry, I'm like, what did I put down here? Got to give credit to Ben Roethlisberger. He was sensational. 3 touchdown passes. As he keeps on doing it again, he arguably can be called the best quarterback in the AFC this year. I know Tom Brady's over there. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But he's had to carry his team, hadn't had in the running game he normally had. But how about this? Just speaking about that running game, Angelo Williams, he got hurt yesterday. Don't think he's going to be around in the playoffs. That is going to be a big-time problem for the Steelers. They're going to have to find a way to get it done there. I mean, that is going to be a serious problem. So we're going to leave that there. And but the Steelers, they found a way in. They still got Roethlisberger. They still have Antonio Brown, who again incredibly set another record, his own again in receiving in a season. Unbelievable, 1,834 yards. The fourth best of all time. Just incredible what he's doing. Meanwhile, the Browns, the owner, beginning of the season, swears he's not going to blow up the team. And what did he do? He promptly fires the coach and the GM and blows up the team. Since 1908, they've had 5 different head coaches. They've gotten so bad there. Joe Thomas, arguably the best player on the team, says, look, I got to reevaluate if I want to be here anymore. Believe me. If he goes, time to rebuild real quick. Matter of fact, that might be the way to rebuild right there, giving up Joe Thomas. Meanwhile, in Miami, didn't see this one coming. The Patriots, they lose to the Miami Dolphins 20-10. It's the first time Tom Brady has lost the last 2 games to end the season in his career. He just couldn't hit Gronkowski. Yeah, he wasn't in too long. Hey, they're already in the playoffs. And Steven Noskowski, he missed if you can believe it, he missed a field goal. Granted, it was a 46-yarder, but it was his only third miss of the season. He was brilliant. The Patriots, they're going to end the season at 12-4. They're the number 2 seed. That's right. Not the number 1 seed all year long. Number 1 seed. Not the number 1 seed going into the playoff. Going into the playoffs here. The Dolphins, well, they're up in the air with questions as well, just like everybody else in the AFC. The latest rumor, Mike Shanahan seems to be in the rumor mill when it comes to the Dolphins. Is he going to be their next head coach? Here without making a playoff, some urgency has got to come. The interim coach, Dan Campbell, he's going to be interviewed, but nobody really expects him to be hired by the to be hired by the Dolphins. So then we go to Cincinnati. The Bengals, they keep on winning. 24-16, beat the Ravens. Hey, the Ravens were trying to be serious, spoiler alert. They were trying to make the Bengals play next week. A.J. McCarron, he keeps on finding a way, doesn't he? He only threw for 160 yards. He had 2 touchdowns thrown outside the number. Not too many people could throw outside the numbers, but he was getting it done. He completed 9 of 11. That's right, over 80% of his pass for 2 touchdowns outside the numbers. And you know who he was looking to, A.J. Green. Green of Bengals, they finished the season 12-4, but they are going to be the number 3 seed. So they indeed play next week. We'll talk about that later. The Ravens, let's talk about the Bengals. They will be looking for their first playoff win since 1990. How about that? Can anybody name the last time the Bengals won their playoff game? We'll get to that later. The Ravens, they had so many close calls. They had so many injuries. Never could get on board. They're 5-11. But the thing is, I'd be wincing. You don't want to give Ozzie Newsome and that staff high draft picks if they could do some damage with it. Don't let them do any trades or anything, or they could really turn this thing around real quick. But watch out. Bengals, they're flying high now, but the Ravens, hey, you get Joe Flacco healthy, you get some things fixed up with the running game and the line, and they can be back real quick. Meanwhile, in Houston, the Houston Texans, that's right, I did say it, the Houston Texans, they win the they beat the Jaguars 30-6, wasn't even close. And the fact is, you got to give their defense all the credit. Hey, Brian Hoyer, he had a pedestrian day. He threw a touchdown. He threw a pick. He wasn't that great. But the defense, on the other hand, they were 8 sacks by the Texans. J.J. Watt, Keith, grief. I don't even know where to go with this guy anymore. 3 sacks. He had 2 batted passes. He forced a fumble, and he had a fumble recovery. Then you have Whitney Merciless. Remember that first-round pick a long time ago, Texan fan? 3.5 sacks. You know how many sacks he has this year, Texan fan? And I know y'all don't want to come up here and admit that, hey, he might be something after all, but Whitney Merciless seems to have, as they say, turned the corner. Like I said, 3.5 sacks. They didn't even have Jadeveon Clowney active yesterday, and they still get 8 sacks. That is just frightening. I mean, how good this group can really be when they really get it rolling. But got to give Whitney Merciless his credit for basically having a brilliant season this year. 12 sacks this year. And we're not even, you know, and the big dog, we already know who the big dog is, Mr. Watt. He's inside. You have Whitney Merciless outside, and then holy mackerel, if Clowney gets on the outside, just get out the way, quarterback. You're history. But that's how they've done it. Matter of fact, J.J. Watt forgot yesterday. His third season, 15 sacks. or more in his first five. The only other player to do that is Rick White. The Texans defense, they had 45 sacks this season. And remember, Jadeveon Clowney is just starting to figure out that is a frightening thing for anybody in the AFC, especially the AFC South. So, speaking of the AFC South, team that came in second, the Colts, they beat the Titans 30-24. Hey, they tried to do it. They have, you know, he won't get credit for it, but Chuck Pagano pulled in one of the great coaching jobs, to me, I've ever seen. Well, first of all, I'm going to talk about the Titans. The Titans, they come up. They're going to get the first pick in the draft. We pretty much know it's not going to be a quarterback. So, to me, they need to be trading down because there are going to be people trying to get either Paxton Lynch or Jared Goff. And we know the bidding needs to start pretty much right now because the Titans, they're fine with Marcus Mariota. Then you have Delanie Walker. What a year he had. He had 90 receptions this year. Only the ninth tight end in the NFL history to do that. That big-time player, big-time, you know, with multiple quarterbacks and such, they had A.J. Feedley out there with the quarterback yesterday. They're just throwing people in there. They're just trying to keep the first pick. The Colts, they had more quarterbacks than that. They picked up Josh Freeman and Ryan Lindley off the street. That's right. They were not on a team. They picked them up off the street. They start. Josh Freeman started yesterday. Ryan Lindley came in a little bit later. They both threw a touchdown pass. Now you think about this. Now I'm not, you know, campaigning for anybody. But Chuck Pagano, he comes up, he goes 41-23. He has three playoff appearances. The team got better every year until this year. But this year they lost their quarterback. Then they lost their backup quarterback. Then they lost their third-string quarterback. They were on their fourth and fifth quarterback yesterday. They still go 8-8. They didn't have the production on the defensive end like they were expecting. Their offense has really, they've had age all over the place with pickups of Frank Gore and Andre Johnson. Andre Johnson did catch a touchdown pass yesterday. Frank Gore, he did. Yesterday, become the 15th back to go over 12,000 yards rushing. The fact is, they didn't have the same perception that they have had in the past. The Colts, for a lot of changes with them, but their biggest change is getting Andrew Luck healthy. All right, in Kansas City, the Chiefs, they come up and they beat the Raiders 23-17. They come up and they win 10 games in a row. They end the game in a 10-game winning streak. Last time that happened, that's right. Right, the team that we're going to talk about next did it in 2012. Hint, hint. And what about Jeremy Maclin? A touchdown in his last three games. He has been a godsend for that team. He has totally changed passing game. Remember, zero touchdowns for wide receivers last year. Here and Jeremy Maclin comes in and he changes the deal. Meanwhile, the Raiders, look here, I can't be happier with them being a Raider fan. Hey, they are really turning around their offense. They got the dudes out there now. Derek Carr, they got Latavius Murray, Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree. All they need is a tight end. And then on the defensive end, they have stuff that they've taken care of. And hey, what about the pickup at midseason? Hey, I'm mad at one team. I'm happy with the other one, David Emerson. He comes up yesterday. He had a pick six, and that was the only way the game was even close. The offense struggled all game long until the very end. But this game was about the end of the career of one of the truly great defensive backs ever. Charles Woodson calls it a career. What didn't he do? Super Bowl champion, 9 Pro Bowls. I mean, he has all the records, 65 interceptions, that's tied for fifth of all time. I believe he had 11-2 all time. Yes, Charles Woodson, Hall of Famer, mark it up. So, but the big thing was in Denver, the Broncos, they take care of the Chargers 27-20. But the fact of the matter is, it's not the score, it's what happened. was in the third quarter, that guy came back. Back Brock Osweiler was struggling. The offense was having turnovers. Here comes Peyton Manning. The next thing you know, boom, bop, bing, three scores later, they're leading, and it feels like old times again. Game-winning touchdown, a 23-yard touchdown run by Ronnie Hillman. Here come the Broncos. That's right. They get the number one seed in the AFC, and they finish off the Chargers, who really got to be reeling now because they just weren't able to do it again. They're at another crossroads. Phillip Rivers, he's of age, but you can't get rid of him because he's too good. You don't have that many good dudes out there, so you got to figure it out when it comes to them over there in Denver. What about what happened in Arizona? Are you kidding me? The Seahawks just rolled over the Cardinals. I knew the Cardinals weren't going to put it out there, but good grief, 36-6. What about Russell Wilson? First QB ever. 4,000 yards passing, 30 touchdowns, 500 yards rushing. He won't get any MVP votes because Seahawks didn't win a division. But look at here. They're 10-6. No one thought they would be 10-6 a month ago. And here they go. And, man, he has been absolutely brilliant. What about Larry Fitzgerald? We thought he was over the hill, and he comes up, and he breaks his own reception record. He has 109 catches. But the thing is, he had that record in 2006, and he breaks it a decade later. How many receivers able to do that? The Cardinals, of course, they're already in this deal. They were comfortable. Hey, Carson Palmer, he became the 18th quarterback to get to 40,000 yards. But I'm trying to tell people, watch out. Seahawks yesterday holding the Cardinals to 6. They became number. You know, that's where I put all the scoring stuff. I don't do those yards. Doesn't make any sense to me. Meanwhile, the Panthers, they ran over the Buccaneers 38-10, becoming the 17th, go 15-1. Remember, of the previous 6, only 2 won the Super Bowl. Just throwing it out there. Cam Newton became the only QB in history to have 2 seasons with 10 or more rushing touchdowns. He just started breaking records all over the place. He tied Steve Young with most career rushing touchdowns by a quarterback with 43. The difference is Steve Young has been at it, went at it for 15 years, and Cam Newton is on year number 5. And he also had 31 games where he had a touchdown pass and a touchdown run. Also, most in history with Steve Young. He should break that first game next year. Man, I'm not going to say should, but he could break a game next year. All right. The games that really didn't matter, the Saints and the Falcons. Saints beat them 30-17. Drew Brees. With his 300-yard game, that's number one of all time. His 6th straight 4,500-yard season, that's an NFL record. His 7th career 4,500-yard season, no one has that either. And then you come and look at it, people are talking about this might be the end of Brees and Peyton. If it is, Saints, y'all have the wrong mode of operation there. Y'all need to fix your defense. Well, that. Haven't done it for years, and when you did do it, you won the Super Bowl. Just a thought. The Eagles come up. They beat the Giants 35-30. Sam Bradford had a nice day, but the key play of the game, one reception. He needed it too, because he had just been burnt by Reuben Randle. So for the Giants to go ahead. But how about this? This Odell Beckham, he has 144 receiving yards in his first 2 seasons. That broke the record of Randy Moss, who had the most yards in his first 2 seasons. Odell Beckham broke that. We don't know if it's Tom Coughlin's last game. The rumor said it was, but he has not said anything about that after the game. Do something this week. Who knows? The Lions, they go into Chicago. They beat the Bears. Hey, the Lions ended quick. They won 6 out of their last 8 games. Matthew Stafford was brilliant again, 298 yards and 3 touchdowns. In his last 8 games, he had 19 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Hey, Jim Bob Cooter, stay over there for the Lions. If you're the head, if you're the people of the Lions, does that mean that Caldwell stays as well? Because hey, he's the one that put him in that position. Then you had Matt Prater. He kicked a 59 yard field goal, longest ever in Soldier Field history. Three, got that mark there. But what about the two teams? Hey, they got their two offensive stars. Don't know if they're going to be back. Megatron, they were talking about letting go of him and Stafford. Well, now the passing game is back on track. Do you keep them? And then you have Matt Forte for the Bears. You hit that 30 mark. They started running the rookie Jeremy Langford a lot. Does that mean Matt Forte will be somewhere else? In San Francisco, the 49ers beat the Rams 19-16 in overtime. They promptly then fired Jim Tomzula. Look, and now the rumor has it that they're going to be in the line to get Chip Kelly. Are you unbelievable? Just on a personal note, hey, St. Louis Rams, you remember last year at the end of the season, you went out there and tried to mock the Skins for their put the 6 dudes up there who in the RG3 trade. Well, this is your fourth straight. This is your fourth straight losing season. The Skins have won the division 2 times in the last 5 years. Who do you think got the better end of that trade? Thank you very much. Also, Navarro Bowman, he comes up with 154 tackles. Amazing year, considering he missed all of last year with a knee injury. And the last game of the season was in Green Bay. The Vikings beat the Packers. They win the NFC North title, ending the Packers' 4-year reign at it. You had Adrian Peterson. He won his 3rd rushing title. And then how about this with the Packers? The Packers didn't beat a division opponent at home. Not one. The last time that happened, 1968. And if you need to understand how significant it is, they had a new coach in 1968 because, well, their old coach left. His name was Vince Lombardi. So, got to go through the playoff match. We got 2 minutes. Real simple. Simple. On Saturday, you have the Chiefs at the Texans. You're talking about arguably the best 2 defenses in the AFC right now. They are rolling for real. I know the Broncos have been the consistent best defense of all season, but right now you can't find any defense playing better than the Chiefs and the Texans. That should be, as they say in Texas, a slobber knocker. And then in Cincinnati at 8 o'clock, the second game on Saturday, the Steelers at the Bengals. That'll be on CBS. Remember, that is going to be a grudge match. Every time they seem to play each other, the Steelers knock out the quarterback. Remember, they took out Andy Dalton this year. Remember the last time they played in the playoffs. Remember that controversial injury to Austin Palmer. On Saturday, you have the Vikings. That'll be on NBC. Again, we got 2 mean defenses, and you know the Seahawks are going to be coming at the Vikings something serious. How about the last one? The Packers will be coming here to FedEx Field to face the Skins. You know the quarterbacks are going to be on vogue there. But the fact is, right now, Kirk Cousins has better weapons than Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, he simply doesn't have the weapons right now, and neither the running game. All right. Now, like we said later on Thursday, we're going to get all back to basketball, talk about some college football, the bowl seasons, and all that stuff. Because remember, the national championship game, that's going to be on Monday. We might not get to that, but we will talk about the bowl season. Also, again, on Thursday, the show will go back to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we will see you in the evenings now. So until then, toodaloo and bye-bye.